Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to the program. Today's theme is awareness, and I'm going to be reading out excerpts mostly from Benjamin Cram's book titled Maitreya's Mission Volume 2, but I will start with an article from his master titled The Dormant Fire, and this was published in Share International magazine in March 1994. Before long, the world will awaken to the realization that the new age has begun. From all sides, the evidence is growing that an entirely new form of living is beginning to take root in the consciousness of humanity. More and more, the sensitive members of the race are intuiting the understanding of what it means to be human and how best to manifest that practically in everyday life. Daily, new concepts enter the mind belt and make their impact on the sensitive minds of men everywhere. Moment to moment, new awareness grows of the underlying needs of the human race as it stands at the threshold of the new cosmic cycle. Above all, mankind is realizing its oneness, its interrelationship, its need for one another, and, step by painful step, is moving towards that manifestation. Much there is of discord, disharmony, and strife, but the new awareness blossoms of the identity of each with each. Never has the world been so ready for change. Never has the imprint of the plan been so fruitfully received. Be prepared, therefore, to see a new sense of urgency grip those whose task it is to formulate the new ideas, give form to the new concepts, and articulate for all the challenges and rewards of the new time. Maitreya awaits the cosmic opportunity to present himself to the world. He seeks the cycle most propitious for his plans, and gathers to him an army of helpers. Thus does the great Lord summon his forces to do battle with the tyranny of the past. From all corners of the world, these stalwarts gather, ready to place their love and strength at his command. Never before has such an army graced with its ardour and resource planet Earth. Never have such multitudes answered the call to service and succour. Never till now has the need for their service nor the prize of victory been so great. Many await with expectation the sight of Maitreya's face, the sound of his voice, the tenor of his teachings. Many thousands around the world, knowingly or not, have already seen him, heard his call, felt the warmth of his love. Daily, that love pours forth upon the earth, kindling the self-same love that is the true nature of men, and bringing into grace all who can respond and act. Thus does the great Lord work. Thus does he ignite the fire which lies dormant in the hearts of all. So returning to the theme of awareness, I'm going to now read a quote from Benjamin Krem. This is from my transmission volume 2. People are beginning to discover that you cannot separate the man looking at the world, from his experience of the world. The inner and the outer, the subject and the object, are closely related. You cannot look at the world except through your own individual sight. The quality of your experience of the world depends absolutely on your conscious awareness. Your conscious awareness depends on the quality of the instrument of awareness, your vehicles, physical, emotional, and mental. The difference between a master and a probationary disciple, for example, is that the master has an apparatus, a vehicle of consciousness, a conscious awareness, which allows him an awareness of vistas of being, of reality, which we cannot even imagine to exist. So far are they beyond our everyday consciousness that we have no opening into them. I am often asked if, as souls, we are perfect and the soul has no need to be perfected, why does the plan involve our incarnation? Why do we go through this whole wearisome task of the perfect becoming imperfect on the physical plane and then making this long journey back to perfection? Why bother? Why did God choose to incarnate in the first place? Why descend into matter? These are questions, of course, to which there is no answer. We cannot know. We have to recognize in the beginning that when we talk about consciousness, we are talking only about a tiny fragment of the possible states of awareness which exist in creation. By creation, I mean the whole of cosmos. If you remember that humanity has full consciousness only on the physical plane, an imperfect consciousness on the astral plane, and only the beginnings of consciousness on the mental plane, and then only the few, you can see how impossible it is to talk about consciousness in other than very relative terms indeed. And before I read more quotes from Benjamin Krem, I wanted to firstly read some quotes from Maitreya. And these were given through a close associate of Maitreya and then published in the magazine. And this is the first quote. And you'll find, I think, at least two of the three I'm going to read out in the book, Maitreya's Teachings, The Laws of Life. By the will of the Lord, the seed of awareness is cracking open now. People everywhere are becoming aware and will be unwilling to be dominated by others when their destiny is to be free. Governments everywhere will have to listen to the people. Government will be by the people, for the people. No one will be able to explain or comprehend fully this new sense of awareness, but we will witness it and experience it. Maitreya has already prepared his platform. Everything is being made ready. When Maitreya speaks about creation, existence, and purpose, they will be easily understood by the masses. And this is another quote from the same book. Awareness will be respected in the home and in the school as a sacred, God-given gift. Awareness is the mother of creation. Awareness can never be divided nor imposed. Textbooks cannot describe it because there is no beginning nor end to it. Awareness can only be experienced. To inspire a very young child to look for God is undivine, because in this way you create isms. Awareness is a seed in all creation and in every individual. If you allow the child to have his natural growth, you will allow his awareness to grow. The child will enjoy normal life and will not be dogmatic. And the third quote, this is going back to Maitreya's Mission Volume 2. Maitreya has said that the self alone matters. You are that self, an immortal being. Our pain, our problems, our suffering is due to the fact that we identify with everything and anything other than the self. So, if the self alone matters, awareness of the self must be the most important thing we can achieve. Awareness of the self is not something that we sit down and do for 5 or 10 minutes and then leave alone for the rest of the day. Awareness of the self is an ongoing process from moment to moment, because it is only from moment to moment that we can become aware of who we are. And I believe the reference to self in that quote can also be replaced with the word soul, if that makes more sense to you. You are that soul, an immortal being. Now on to a rather long quote from Benjamin Creme. And as mentioned earlier, this is from my transmission volume 2. It's under a subheading, Awareness and Hope. And it's actually in the form of question and answer. So the question is very brief. It is, to what degree is awareness important in service? Awareness is crucial, not only in service, but in every single action you take in life. In fact, in every moment, awareness is the be-all and end-all of your reason for being here. You are in incarnation to grow in conscious awareness. That is what evolution is about. You cannot separate awareness in service from awareness in general. If the reason for being an incarnation is to grow in conscious awareness, then conscious awareness should be the governing factor in every single thing you do. Maitreya has said that the self alone matters. You are that self, an immortal being. Our pain, our problems, our suffering is due to the fact that we identify with everything and anything other than the self. And sorry, this is a repeat of a quote that I've just read out just before, but never mind. So, if the self alone matters, awareness of the self must be the most important thing we can achieve. Awareness of the self is not something that we sit down and do for 5 or 10 minutes and then leave alone for the rest of the day. Awareness of the self is an ongoing process from moment to moment, because it is only from moment to moment that we can become aware of who we are. We cannot leave aside for 23 and a half hours who and what we are, and for a half hour concentrate on that. It does not make sense. Awareness is a moment to moment experiencing directly, spontaneously of what is, what actually exists in you and outside you. What is the difference, if there is one, between that which is in you and that which is outside you? You can only become aware of this in a generalized awareness of what is. That is something which you cannot take lessons in, but which you have to learn to do. This is really a roundabout way of saying that you have to learn to be. Most people do not know how to be. They know how to become. The life of most people as a personality is a process of becoming. That is inevitable, for it is the process which goes on in creation and what you are as a vehicle for who you are. It is a stage in evolution. Service is the result of who you are, not what you are. It is who you are that needs to serve. What you are is the vehicle for the service. It provides the time frame, the area for the activity we call service. To serve correctly, you have to do it with awareness. I'm saying all this so as not to limit awareness just to service. It is a moment-to-moment experience of what is, of who you are. The closer you come to that awareness and the longer that you can hold on to it, the better the service will be, the more focused, the more correct, the more in line with the plan of evolution of the one of whom you are a reflection, who we call God. The question is important in allowing me not to separate awareness and service from awareness in general. You cannot serve properly in an unaware way. If you are unaware, you cannot be serving. If you are unaware, you cannot really be living. Living is awareness. It is the experience of being here and now, not yesterday, not tomorrow, but here, now. This moment is where you are, and alone is important. The past is not important. It is over, finished, done with. Let it go. The future has not yet come. How can you be concerned with it if it has not yet come? What is important and what you can be concerned with, the only thing of which you can be aware, is this moment in what we call time. If you are truly aware of this moment, you will find that time too disappears. Your service goes on as a steady movement outside time. We've got a bit of time left, speaking of which, so I'm going to read a message from Maitreya. This is message number 58. My dear friends, I am happy indeed to be with you once more. My law is beginning to be fulfilled. The ways of man are changing. This I see more clearly perhaps than you can, but if you will believe me, it is so. All that I say tonight pertains to the creation of a new living structure for man. A new civilization must be built on the ruins of the old. That which is precious and worth preserving will be so preserved. But all that hinders the manifestation of man's true greatness must be discarded. A time is coming, my friends, when you will see around you cities of beauty, glowing creations of love, and all the manifestation of man's dreams of himself as God. Thus will it be. Many are the ways to perfection, but the simple ways are best. My way, the way of love, will take man quickest to his source. If you can see this, you will proceed on a path unerring and true, and for all men this is so. When you see me, you will know that the time has begun, to begin this work of change, of building the new, creating forms and structures which will reveal yourselves to each other as the gods you are. My masters will help you in this work, and I shall lead. My plan is that you should see me soon. With your help, this may be so. I require the creation of a certain trust in expectancy and hope. In this way, no force need be used. My law forbids such force. Therefore, my friends, the task is yours to grasp. Make known the fact that I am among you and create the climate in which shortly I may be seen. That will not be as difficult as you might think, for mankind today stands on the verge of a revelation of its true nature and worth. My presence among you makes this so. Your brothers will thank you for the work you do. My blessing goes with you all. And I'm missing the last stanza, but never mind. Thank you very much for listening. For more information, check out the website share-international.org or email us at sharenz@yahoo.com. Well, thanks again for listening and wishing you all a lovely week.